People that run Airbnb-style rentals in Seattle say some proposed city rules are too narrow. Opponents shared their concerns at a city council committee meeting Wednesday. KUOW's Paige Browning reports.
For a meeting in which the council was discussing not voting on the changes, Councilmember Tim Burgess noted that a lot of citizens showed up.
In order to give as many people an opportunity to speak, we'll restrict the comments to 1 minute.
Burgess has proposed the changes to Airbnb, VRBO, and other short-term rental operators. Under the proposal, people who don't live on the property could only rent out the unit 90 days a year. Burgess said it's focused on apartments in which the owner rents out several housing units just for short-term stays. But it would impact others, too, like Robert Porter, who bought a rundown house next door to rent out to travelers.
I spent months of my own labor trying to get this house in shape to be able to put on the short-term market. My job's been phased out. This is the only way we can go forward. I don't think we fit what your goals are of more houses on the market.
A few people at the meeting praised Tim Burgess's proposal, one saying she's worried about safety with so many travelers passing through her apartment building. An Airbnb survey says 87% of hosts in Seattle are renting out part of their permanent home. There would be minimal impact on those people. The committee and the full city council plan to vote on the rules next month. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.